While the nation was wrapped up in vote counts and uncertainty, lawyers argued the fate of the Dakota Access Pipeline in the District of Columbia Court of Appeals. Last Wednesday, a Department of Justice lawyer argued against requiring the Army Corps of Engineers to complete an environmental study, even though the Corps has already started one. A lawyer for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe says the pipeline no longer has a valid easement and should be shut down now. A D.C. Circuit judge ordered this summer that the Dakota Access Pipeline, or DAPL, should have undergone a more thorough environmental study. Judge James Boasberg invalidated the easement that allowed DAPL to cross under the Owyhee Reservoir and ordered that the pipeline should be shut down by August 5th. The pipeline company and the Corps quickly appealed. The D.C. Appeals Court lifted the order shutting down the pipeline, but left in place the decision invalidating the easement. At oral arguments, Department of Justice lawyer James Masonette tells a three-judge panel that the Army Corps is now conducting an environmental impact study that will take more than a year to complete. But he says the Corps had already meticulously addressed concerns of tribes before granting an easement and did not find that more extensive study was required under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. Judges note when the Corps determined the risk of oil spills, it relied on national averages for pipeline safety rather than Sunoco's safety record. Sunoco was one of DAPL's developers. James Masonette replies.
If that's a critical issue, I think the answer to that is not to compel the preparation of an environmental impact statement, but to remand that question to the Corps so they can explain whether they did or didn't consider that and why it does or doesn't matter.
Judge Patricia Millette asks if the easement under consideration will apply to new construction, doubling DAPL's capacity. Energy Transfer LP has announced plans to expand by the third quarter of 2021. Masonette says those plans were not on the table at the time the Corps did its analysis of DAPL, so the agency will have to consider the expansion separately. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is represented by Jan Hasselman from Earth Justice. Hasselman disagrees with Masonette's contention that the court should address failures in the Corps' easement by remanding the issue to the Corps.
The Army Corps is the wrongdoer. They're the ones that violated the law. The agency doesn't get to decide the remedy for itself.
Judges tell Hasselman that his request to stop the pipeline was already decided in August when the appeals court lifted Judge Boasberg's shutdown order. But Hasselman says the appeals court left in place the determination that the easement had been illegally granted, and so DAPL is now operating illegally and should be shut down on that basis. The appellate judges will take the case under advisement and issue a ruling later. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.